Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Shades of Spirit with me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole, making sacred connections, bringing a shade of spirit to you.
In this live call-in variety show, we are going to take the fear out of spirit communications. We talk about all things spirit related. As we connect you with your crossed over loved ones, angels, and guides, we will provide useful tips for developing your own psychic and healing abilities to integrate these techniques into your everyday life and have fun in the process.
Because if it ain't fun, we're done. Shades of Spirit starts now.
Hey everybody, psychic medium Jamie here. This is Shades of Spirit. I can't wait for this topic, let me tell you. First and foremost, though, my co-pilot, also known as the one that never moves her chair, you guys don't have to listen to us argue about it this morning because she has taken the day off. Yet she has definitely supplied us with some really good information and a beautiful channeled message. So stay tuned for the end. It's a channeled message and it gives me the chills. And I'm not going to lie, I've got the tissues out today. A channeled message from our pets from heaven above. So you don't want to miss that part of it. So we picked this topic, it's Angel Connection Month, right? We want to have all types of angelic connections going on. And in doing so, it doesn't just have to be, let's pick three different angels, as they are all worthy, or angel phylums for the month and talk about that. Because angels can be brought to us from above in different ways. And the first thing that clicked for me was pets. My gosh, my pet has touched my life. I've had so many pets over the course of my life, and each one of them imprinted something on me and helped me through a different phase of life. So if you guys have ever been with one of your pets or even met like a friend's pet, if you didn't have any pets and realized that, you know, maybe this animal was sent by divine intervention, maybe it was for you or maybe your friend and you saw like, wow, they really came, you know, out of that depression state or that funk, or, oh, wow, their healing process went much faster once they got, you know, this pet. Or you find pets with kids, same thing, brings that energy up, right? Question for you guys, do you ever refer to your pets as family, right? Have you ever had a life-altering experience where an animal has stepped in at one of the most crucial times to redirect you for your own well-being? Do you believe animals can be direct healers from above? These are questions I want you to think about during the show today. So for me, every answer is yes, right? I do believe that some of my pets have been sent to me at certain times in my life for certain reasons. Mine and my own growth, along with theirs, and their life path, their life purpose, if you will, right? So think about that. We as humans, we know we're on this life path, this journey, but are animals, right? We read these books and we hear these stories, you know, animals don't reincarnate but maybe they do, right? I know I have a deep connection with one that I'll talk about here in just a second, and I feel like maybe we have shared past lives together. Wild to think about and to think about that connection. But because it is Angel Connection Month, we do want to open up by talking about Archangel Ariel for a moment. So Archangel Ariel, for those of you that don't know, means Lioness of God. And if you see some of the beautiful pictures that they have out there, of her. You will see her sometimes as a lion. You may see her as a bird, right? Those are animals that kind of back her energy. You might just see the beautiful essence of her. One aspect that Ariel oversees up there is protection and healing of animals and plants. Well, that's interesting, right? Because a lot of animals eat plants. They survive off of the earth, the land. And then in return, we do as well. And so it's about giving back. Animals fertilize, right? Birds, they will drop seeds. All of a sudden, you'll have a new plant in your backyard. And like, where the heck did that avocado tree come from? From birds planting them. They fertilize the ground, earthworms, right? So it's all interconnected there. She also cares for the earth's elements, which is very interesting, right? So you can go to crystals and different earth-based elements. That's also something she works with. Ariel is the go-between for humans and elementals, right? And we will do a show on elementals, don't worry. Really fun topic, absolutely. Ariel also works with Archangel Raphael, the angel of healing. when healing. So if you have an animal that's in pain or that's getting older that needs a little bit of boost in that healing part of it, you can bring both of them in and have them work with you and your pet. I do use both of them actually when I'm doing Reiki on animals. She also can help you build a stronger connection with nature and the animals and the wildlife around. So if you are in need of centering and grounding, do that and then call her in. Ask her to help you connect with the wildlife around you because they are signs from above as well. And maybe they're different. I know lately in readings, they've been sending me different signs. So it's not your usual butterfly and bird. I had one which was a squirrel or chipmunk. And actually that completely resonated with them as one of the sisters of the client, Chip and Dale resonated with her. Another one, I was like a mouse, Mickey Mouse. And she knew exactly what that meant. So animals can be messages from heaven. They can definitely be signs. And you can ask Archangel Ariel to bring them in for you in the times that you need a little bit of reassurance or validation, right? The birds, the insects, yeah, dragonflies, butterflies, right? Those ones have her bring to you. When you have questions about your pets or the animals around you, so if you're wondering how is your pet feeling or your pet seems to be a little bit down, you can ask Archangel Ariel to step in and to help your intuition, that solar plexus, feel what the animal is feeling and to help kind of guide you on what steps need to be taken, right? She also connects us to the memory. And this is important to know. I know for you, I know for you and for me that sometimes those memories do pop up, right? Maybe it's on your phone. Maybe it is something that, you know, that you walk past a dog that looked like your dog and those memories come in. Well, you can ask Archangel Ariel to come in and to help bring that message clearer to you and to help you bring more of those memories to the forefront of your mind and allow some of that peace and that healing to continue. Even though they're not here with us right now, we still share those lives with them. And it's some of the things that people don't realize she can do. Now, she can also manifest, and she's great at doing that. There's lots of things that she can do. But definitely ask her to come in and work with you and the plants and nature and the animals and watch that connection between you and them start to grow. And you'll know things before they happen with them. It's a really great process. So with that being said, my second question tonight is, do you have a pet? Now I've had many pets, different kinds of pets, but just seems so familiar to you, right? From like day one, one where you felt you've known them for a lifetime. And that's where I get into that. I do feel that there's a particular animal that I have had in my life who I feel I have shared past lives with in different aspects, yet they were still animal and I was human, right? So I want you guys to think about that for a second. Now, do they reincarnate? I don't know. Animals are different for me to connect with, but maybe they do. And so, you know, think about that, because I do have a pet now who I really feel was reincarnated from my past dog, because they are so similar in personality. They're just like people, right? Animals are just like people when it comes to personalities. You don't find the personality of one dog, one cat, one bird the same each time you have a new pet in your life. They all are different and unique, just as us, right? So with that being said, there's one pet that I want to talk about in my own state of mind, and that is my dog, Elmer, right? And Elmer was a rescue from Helen Woodward Animal Center down here in San Diego. We had adopted, when you see the pictures come up, there's two older pit bulls on there. The female was Petey. She's the white one. And then Elmer, we got about 6 months later because Petey had so much energy. I'm like, oh boy, she needs a friend. And I called Helen Woodward and I said, I'm looking for a pit puppy. And what the divine intervention comes into play right here. Because they said, you're what? And I said, I'm looking for a pit bull puppy. And they said, well, no one has ever asked us for that. And I kind of took a step back and I said, well, we're the ones that adopted Petey. And they said, oh my gosh, we would be so happy for you to come in. We just received a litter of pit bull puppies and come have the first pick out of them. And so I did. And I went down there and I sat with the litter and I chose the one that was the most crazy puppy out there, right? We all have reasons for choosing our puppies or our kittens or our dogs or our older dogs, right? And sure enough, he definitely held true to his name. He was a crazy puppy, but definitely the most dedicated dog I have ever had in my life. When I had my daughter, she was just weeks old. And, you know, the new mom taking pictures over the crib. And he would not stop following me from the day I brought him home from Helen Woodward. And then he got even clingier the day I brought the first kid home. And very protective at that point now. Very protective. And so when I leaned over with the camera in the crib, he didn't know what I was going to do to her or what the object was in my hand. So the dog, which was a decent-sized dog, jumped straight up out of the off the ground and then landed diagonally over her in the crib. I've never seen anything like it, ever. And, of course, I scream and freak out. I scoop him up, put him on the ground. I'm doing the frantic mom thing. She's fine. He landed diagonally over her. He was protecting her. And that still gets me to this day, because I think about that connection he had with her, probably in the womb, and how he was supposed to follow her and keep her safe and keep us all safe. And from that moment on, that poor dog turned gray. I mean, it was kind of funny at the same time, because he just looked like he aged about 10 years, like, oh my gosh. And then each child we brought home, it was even more for this poor dog. But he never let anybody out of his sight. He was always on the go, always protecting us. And what I also realized down the line was he was also protecting us with spirit and how he was so in tune with spirit around us as well. So when we come back, we're going to talk about some more fun pet stories and about psychic animals. You guys can write questions in the Facebook comments if you would like, or I'm going to be pulling the Divine Dog Wisdom cards throughout the day as well. So if you'd like a card, put it in the Facebook chat box and Olivia will get that to me. Follow us on Shades of Spirit LLC, Instagram and Facebook, or visit our website at shadesofspirit.com. And I will see you right after this quick break on Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death? From debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind. Anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss every first Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit BeyondProof.com.
Hello, friends. This is Terry J. Walker with the I Am Power Hour, and here is your soul-stretching success tip of the day. We all have a path to walk on our journey of life. There's no right and there's no wrong path. It's simply the path we have chosen. We also know that everyone and everything is composed of energy. Just as there's a positive, there is a negative. Just as there's light, there is dark, and of course, just as there is resistance, there is non-resistance. We are the creators of our life story. We are the captain of our ship. We are the producer of our movie. And as we walk our path, we have the free will to use our energy accordingly. I hope you have a wonderful day, filled with love, light, joy, and of course, non-resistant, free-flowing energy. Namaste, my beautiful friends, and I'll see you next time.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back, everybody. We are doing angelic animal connections today. What does that mean? Well, the question is still there. Are our pets a divine gift from above? Do they come down when we need them to? Is there times in our life where we're drawn to an animal because of what we need emotionally, physically, even spiritually? And that's what we're talking about today. And I know for me, with my pets, it definitely has been an interesting look back, if you will, in the past and what they brought to me in my life at certain times. And we were just discussing Elmer, my pit mix that we got from Helen Woodward, and how protective he was and how concerned he was for the well-being of everybody in the house. I had come down with pneumonia probably 5, 6, 7 years ago. No, actually it was longer than that. And I was out for 2 weeks, in bed, out for 2 weeks. And that dog did not leave my side the entire 2 weeks. And that's when you know, they know something is going on within us, around us, that I wasn't able to care for myself, so he was there to be that protector. And now that I think about it more and more and getting more involved with spirit, I realized that he was my spiritual protector at the time because I couldn't create those boundaries and those shields around like I was doing all the time. Why? Because this dog was psychic. This dog, a lot of animals are. I mean, they're just connecting to the divine immediately, right? They're like children, babies. They see. And then we kind of grow out of that phase, or we're taught to grow out of that phase, where animals are still connected. So I know a lot of you have had those dogs, cats, birds that will look in the corner and bark, right? Or that they start growling for no reason. Or all of a sudden they jump up and all the hair stands on their back and they arch their backs and they kind of slink around a corner, right? That's when you're like, huh, something's going on. I want you guys to tune into those little things because we are spiritual beings. We can have energies just pass through depending on where we live, whether we've kept our energy up, depending on, you know, whether we are just open and don't mind if spirits are kind of walking the same plane as us or within our homes. And watching that, I thought, oh, this is so cool. I've never seen any of my animals as in tune as him until we met the frog, right? The Frenchie pug. You guys have seen pictures. He is probably one of the most like cute little face dogs I've ever owned in my life. But by golly, this dog loves energy work. This dog loves to be in the same room when I'm giving readings. He's very connected to that side of life. To the point where we finally got proof. We finally got evidence, validation on that line of dogs being able to see, or cats or any other animal, spirit. We were hosting a Facebook Live one night, and we were talking about just random topics and giving live readings. We actually have one coming up Friday the 13th. It's on our Facebook page, Shades of Spirit LLC. It's free. We do free readings. We're going to have our psychic artist there, Ashley. We're going to have LaShawn, myself, and Spirit Walker Nicole. So it's going to be four powerhouses in here giving out free readings on Friday the 13th. So join us for that. But as I was going through that, we were doing a different Facebook Live. And all of a sudden, the pug was sitting next to me on the couch, chewing on a bone, jumped up, and started barking. Well, I was giving Spirit Walker Nicole a hard time. I know, everyone, it's a big surprise. And all of a sudden, like, I just felt this energy just standing at the end of her table. And I'm like, what is going on? So I tune in, I do a reading for someone, and one of our viewers actually messaged us during the show, and we got it afterwards. She goes, listen to like 1 hour and 11 minutes in. Just listen. And by damn, we actually got an EVP of a male voice egging on the dog and then a female voice talking. Because when we do Facebook Lives, I open up the room. I'm allowing spirit for the highest and best of whoever's watching to come through. So we have a lot of energies in our space at one time when we're doing that. But we actually caught the moment the dog got up on video. We caught the moment on the EVP part of it and put the whole thing together. It was freaking amazing. So I want you guys to pay attention to that when your animals are doing things as well. Okay? So what about animals who have saved our lives? Like, what a flipping connection is that, right? I mean, how cool is that? So for those of you, you may not think that some of these animals are capable, right? You're just like, oh, that's a cute bunny rabbit. Wrong. Their instinct, maybe their divine guidance, if you will, kicks in when we need help. There's been countless, I mean, you guys could pull it up if you want. Today, I think I would recommend for all of you to raise your vibration, as we all are continuing to do. We're getting into the holidays. Bring ourselves into that angelic divine connection space. Read some stories on how animals have saved human lives or saved one another. It just brings us into such a pure space of bliss and peace and joy and happiness, and it comes from that heart space. But I mean, you think about it, dogs, cats, a lot of times you'll see stories about how they woke up the family or an owner of the family as carbon monoxide was being used in their home. So for those of you now, we are in a change of weather pattern. So if you have your heaters, please have them checked out or have those carbon monoxide detectors around, because I was reading these stories and it was a lot of them coming in about how a cat woke up a woman and her husband and son had already, like, they were out cold, and she was able to get to the phone quick enough and call. She passed out, and then the paramedics and the fire department came in and saved the whole family because of their cat, right? It's kind of amazing to think what they can do. Also, think about this, a rabbit, right? Oh, cute little cottontail rabbit hanging out. Well, this story, this wife was a paramedic, and so she knew how to respond to situations, right, quickly. And the husband was sitting, they were both home, sitting in front of the TV, and she was, I think, in the kitchen cooking something up and noticed that there was just really odd behavior from her rabbit, right? And she's like, what the heck's going on? So she walks out, and the rabbit is acting out anxiously, like jumping all over the place and trying to, like, get the attention of her husband. And she realized that he was out cold, and he was actually having a diabetic, I don't know what they call it, but a diabetic issue came up to where he couldn't move or speak. And so she called 911, and they got him to the hospital, and after a few days, he was fine. What happens if they didn't have that rabbit, or if that rabbit wasn't sent to make sure that that gentleman, wasn't his time to go, got the right help? A rabbit, right? What about the surfers? You hear so many stories about surfers out there, how they're surfing, dolphins come around them, seals might swim with them. I have a story where there was a gentleman who got bit by a great white shark, and him and his friends were trying to head back to the shore. The great white shark kind of made their lap that they do, right, to come back, because now he's like, all right, I've got this. And a dolphin pod came and made a wall in front of the surfer who was injured and actually swam with the surfers until he got to shore to make a wall from that great white shark. Dolphins, right? Even Dick Van Dyke himself has had an experience where dolphins came around him as he was floating out in the ocean. He fell asleep on a surfboard. And that he went so far that he wasn't able to get back, right? And so the dolphins came and they helped him actually get back to shore. How cool is that? So it's not just your furry creatures, right? There's also a parrot, right? Now we've got an African gray. I don't know about what's going on here. They're so smart. Animals are so smart. But this parrot became quite attached to this lady's two-year-old. And so the lady went, and she was, I think, feeding her two-year-old, and the parrot that they had was in there. And she, like, left the room and came back, and because the parrot was freaking out, yelling, mama, baby, mama, baby. And when she came back, guess what? She looked at her daughter, who was turning blue. She was choking. A parrot realized the distress from a child and was able to bring help. And that's not the only story about parrots doing the same thing, which was blowing my mind, right? Because we know that dogs and cats and those animals are in the news, pot-bellied pigs, but we don't always think about winged creatures or, you know, that little rabbit where, you know, you just think you're feeding him some lettuce and some carrots. Uh-uh. He's also there as part of us, as part of our soul's journey. It is no accident when these animals come to us, when we rescue them, when we are there for them, right? Now, what's an interesting story before we go to break is that my daughter, now, she was in elementary school. She is a Cancer. She's a water sign, right? Very connected to earth, very connected to animals. She had raised, I'm going to get this right. That's what happens when spirit's talking to me at the same time. Raised a beetle from a pupa, right? Science experiment. Okay, cool. So my daughter ended up caring for this beetle like it was our family pets, our dogs. She just had this love for this animal, this connection for a beetle. And one day, he had fallen on the ground, and she picked him up, and she said, what is this? Well, it's a beetle, so his shell had cracked, and so you could kind of see part of his insides were now coming out. And I said, oh, sweetie, we're going to have to take care of him now because this is not good for him. He's not going to do well now. And she was just absolutely heartbroken. And her brother, who was young at the time, I think he was three, came over and I said, we're going to have to let him go. And he said, I can help, and went and stepped on him. Now, the irony is that my three-year-old over here is like, I got this, Mom, and steps on it, but actually shattered my daughter's heart. Shattered. Again, this is an emotional one for me here, folks. You get animals and kids, and that's it. She cried in my arms for 20 minutes, just sobbed for the loss of this beetle that she had connected and bonded with. So don't dismiss these things. When your kids have those animals that they're calling a pet that they brought in from the outside, if you're good with it and you're gonna be able to handle it, as long as it's safe, obviously, let them have that connection, because it is a divine gift to us. Whether it be the beetle that she raised, or whether it be, you know, I'm not necessarily saying keep the rattlesnake, probably keep those out. But our animals are sent to us. Animals are sent to us for reasons. And I am a firm believer that it is the angelic presence within them that is gifting us these animals to help us. And I go back, you know, lastly on this segment part of it with my Elmer. And he definitely is one who I think saved me in a lot of respect emotionally, right? And going through those times. And the reason why I feel that he very well could have reincarnated into my frug, right? And this is my own perspective, it has no one else's, is because my frug has done the same thing for me. So when we come back, we're going to talk about therapy dogs and how they connect with us as well. And we're going to do more chats. If you guys want a card from the Divine Dog, Divine Oracle, put it in the Facebook chat. And we will be back after these messages.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Hey everyone, it's me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole from Shades of Spirit, bringing you another Shades of Spirit tip of the week. Jamie, have you ever wondered if spirit or an angel is around you or your home?
Ever since I was a child. And today we're going to go over a few signs and indications that they are near us.
What about hearing your name called but you can't quite find the source? Has that happened to you?
All the time. I see moving shadows or bursts of color out of the corner of my eyes.
I'll have objects that go missing and then turn up in the most random places.
Especially when you're trying to get out the front door. I'll have electrical devices that turn on and off for no reason.
I'll see repetitive number sequences such as 444, 1111, or 1234.
Join us each week, Monday mornings at 8 a.m. for our Shades of Spirit podcast on Transformation Talk Radio. You can also follow us and make appointments on shadesofspirit.com or give us a call at 858-684-7575 to book your appointment.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Raising the vibrations through stimulating conversations while exploring the mysteries of Atlantis and Lemuria on Tales from the Merworld Radio with me, Amira Beth. Join us every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Be ready to feel empowered and an active part of the changing earth. For more information about me, visit AmiraBeth.com.
Uh, All right. Welcome back, everybody. I love this topic. Why? Because it brings my energy up. I've got full body chills this whole entire time. I am surrounded by all these beautiful angels and energies around me today as well. I am unfortunately not surrounded by the beautiful angelic presence of Spirit Walker Nicole. No, I'm not being mean. I generally mean it. She has taken the day off, but at the end, I have a channeled message, if I can get through it, from our pets from heaven that she worked on over the past few days, connecting at that level and being able to bring that to us as well. So there's a little piece of her still with us. I am going to do a couple cards here. I've got Lisa and Mackenzie, so stay with us. I have your card. Lisa, I just pulled it. We are talking about angelic animal connections, right? And are they sent from angels? Are they sent from above? Why are they so in tune with us energetically? What is their purpose, right? Some people just view pets as pets. That's cool. And then there's those of us that view pets as part of our family. Healers, absolutely. And in return, we can do the same thing for them. And as I say that, my Reiki turns on immediately. And you'll see some of these pictures coming up as they're being rotated through. And when you see the picture of the beautiful white horse and the girl sitting on it, that is my friend's daughter. She owns Sweetwater Farms Petting Zoo out in Winchester. And a lot of her animals are rescues and animals that she rehabs. But that white horse had had an accident. And when we went out the time that they had the baby alpaca, the Korea, and we're trying to help bring energy into that little energy that just, she ended up not making it, which is very tough for a lot of us still because we were out there trying to help bring that life, but her heart just wasn't strong enough and probably just gave out because she was born premature. But we also, LaShawn and Spirit Walker Nicole and I, worked on other animals out there on her farm. And I was really drawn to my friend Michelle's horse. And that horse knew exactly what I was doing and loved it. And after a couple of sessions, and them, of course, doing their own rehab with her, that was a picture where her daughter finally was able to get on the horse and start doing some therapy riding with her. And we'll be back out again next week to do the same thing. So animals love that as well, which is why they're also, you know, great therapy animals, right? And I knew that there were different types of therapy animals. A couple of them surprised me. So before we get into that, I want to get to Lisa's card. We'll do a couple therapy animals. Mackenzie will pull your card. Lisa, I got the creativity card, and I love this for you. I absolutely love this for you. Look at him. Isn't he adorable? I love these cards. But the therapy card says, play your own song. And girl, that is where you are at now. Play your own song, loud and clear. Blast that music. Turn it up in the car when you're going places. It's about you now. And with everything that's gone on in 2020 for you, they are showing you, opening up all these doors. I almost feel like it's like Donna Summers coming to life, right? And I know because my mom would play Donna Summers on her 8-tracks really loud and just find that creative self again, creating that space that's yours again. I love part of this. It says, have you thought about something new you'd like to see happen in your life? What would that be? Start manifesting it now. Call in Archangel Ariel because she also helps us in manifesting. Hey, didn't know if you all knew that as well. That was one that was interesting to me. She can help you. So when you're doing your release and intentions, when I see you doing our release and intentions workshop, I want you to call in Archangel Ariel, and I want you to find the creative side with you again, because when we can get creative, when we can tap into that sacral chakra, we really can start to align those bottom half chakras, those human chakras, as I call them, your root, your sacral, your solar plexus. And that feeds right up into your intuition, who you are, what's going on. But find that creativity again. Really get it flowing. Let it overflow through your home. You've got the holidays coming up. Don't hold back is what they're saying to you. And watch what's going to unfold for you come the beginning of next year. So I'm going to leave you with that, Lisa. Thank you. So, Mackenzie, hang tight. We'll shuffle. We'll get you a card. While we're doing that, did you know potbelly pigs are a therapy animal? They are both they have high intellect and they're mild-mannered. So I did know that one. Potbelly pigs can be trained to do all the same functions as a traditional service dog. So sometimes they will be used for people who have allergies to dogs, right? What happens if you can't have a dog because all of a sudden you're allergic to them? Well, potbelly pigs, right? There's also a good species of potbelly pigs that works with kids. So sometimes you'll actually see potbelly pigs as service animals going to schools. And showing kids that they have so much they can do. They're very gentle in nature and handy when encountering these students, right? And sometimes they'll do it with kids that are on special needs or spectrum levels, right? That might be a little more aggressive to a dog or might have had an experience where a dog scares them. Kids that are afraid of dogs, potbelly pigs are a great way to start building that trust back up with them, because they're not, they don't have that stigma that dogs do. And they're just very mild-mannered and gentle. So that was a really cool one that I found. Parrots, which was really cool. They are popular for treating psychiatric disorders. I am not a doctor. This is just information that I've gathered over time. Do your own research. But I do find that now that we've had this parrot for a few months, that even when I'm out making dinner, if I'm in my own head or I'm just in my funk in my space and that bird starts yelling at me, I start talking back. It's about, you know, having that communication. And sometimes they can de-escalate our energy as well. So there's a gentleman who had, you know, severe depression, and the bird was taught to say, "It's okay, Jim, calm down, Jim." And in doing this, "You'll be okay, Jim," it would bring him down into a space to where then he would be able to breathe and relax and then refocus. It's just amazing what our animals can do and how they can help us and how in tune they are. For Pete's sake, that's what we used to say in our household when the kids were little. That parrot saved that two-year-old's life by yelling for mom to come in quicker than that quick trip she was making to grab something for that two-year-old. Amazing, amazing. Let's see. Boa constrictors, right? I'm not sure if I was going to be okay with that one. Now, it did take me back. We had a, what was he, boa? I don't know. My son got it from someone that his dad had worked with, and we had it in the house. And let me tell you, I actually felt calm when this boa constrictor was in my hand and would actually go up my arm and start to constrict. And the boa constrictor is someone that can start to do that. There was stories that says that bipolar disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, and panic disorders where boa constrictors have been a therapy animal. Okay. It also says that these snakes can help be used to prevent medical emergencies. One man in Washington had a friendly boa that squeezed him more tightly when he senses he was about to have a seizure. A boa constrictor, right? And that gives him enough time to take his medication or go to a safer location until his seizure passes. Read some of these stories. It's amazing, amazing what we get out of that and knowing that. Before I do the last couple, Mackenzie, I want to make sure I get to your card. Yes, it's about the bees today. All right. Breakthrough, Mackenzie. So cute. Be bold. You are in that state now where you know that if you stick your head through that fence board, it might hurt for a second, but guess what? You finally get to see what's coming out on the other side. And what you've been going through, both physically, energetically, mentally, emotionally, is starting to open up, right? You're experiencing that now. That's why you've got physical pain within your body. And so now you're like, I might be able to take a breath today. I can take a breath. I can start to find that breakthrough moment for me. This card says breakthroughs can happen when outer conditions change, and that's what you're doing. So they're validating this. These can also be validation readings for the track that you're on, but only if your innards agree there's opportunity, not just something to get over, to get around, or to be done with. So with all this inner work you're doing, the inner child work you're doing, going back to that age 2, 3, 4 and beyond, and then finding those pivotal moments in your life, doing a timeline regression for you, like we do in hypnotherapy or just even a meditation, and allowing you to process as you're going. That is all starting to come up and out. And they're showing me loose, which I really like for you because it's like joints, is that stuff's going to start loosening up for you because it's not settled within those joints any longer. So the breakthrough card for you also is talking about where you need to be bold in welcoming a breakthrough or dealing with a new situation that a breakthrough can lead to, up and coming. You and Lisa probably are the fastest ones so far. Most people are looking at late spring, early summer next year, and I feel like you guys are going to have really big turnarounds come February. I think Lisa's even hitting January, moving that energy, processing this year, getting that stuff out, and just let's go. And I'm seeing them do the dollar sign for me, which means for you that what you're working towards right now will start becoming profitable for you as well. And it's something that you're going to be able to do still kind of behind the scenes as you're doing self-care, but at the same time, start building up that business base. Ooh, I love that. That is so awesome. Absolutely awesome. All right. With that being said, ferrets, right? They're an unlikely service animal. They have natural advantages of being easygoing, highly social, and easy transportable. Great emotional support animals since they enjoy burrowing close to their owners. Right. And so for those of us that do have anxiety, depression, stress, or just need the companionship side of it, sometimes we go inward a lot. When those dogs sense that, they do. They come. They're cats as well. and just sit with us, right? Even birds, obviously boa constrictors, right? There's all these animals now that we're learning have such a divine connection to us, our soul, our life purpose to keep us going. Miniature horses. I love this one. Who doesn't love a miniature horse? They're so much fun. But they also are great for people who need physical support to walk. Many people who are blind use miniature horses as their guides instead of dogs. There's actually an entire Guide Horse Foundation for this very purpose. So you can look up Guide Horse Foundation. Do some research on that if that interests you. And these horses are also really good at their jobs, right? So we see horses are trained to do active work. So think about that too. Miniature horses can live up to 30 years, where a dog's lifespan can be, you know, maybe up to 15. So, and I don't know how long they stay in the service part of it. And then obviously we have monkeys, right? We've got those, the tiny monkeys. Sorry, I forgot the name of them. But if you go to the organization Helping Hands, these monkeys have been trained and paired with those in need since 1979. Right? And those are to help people who have been paralyzed in one aspect or another. They're the ones that they train to go to the refrigerator and open it up, to answer the phone, to help open doors. That, you know, is probably one of the things that a lot of us can relate to. I was born in the late 70s, so I remember seeing stuff, movies, articles, reading about that, and how awesome that is that people have been using monkeys since then. And really, a lot of these other animals are animals connecting with us. We've been using them lifetimes for the soul's purpose of healing, of connecting. So think about that. When we return, we will finish off our talk on angelic animal connections with the letter from Spirit Walker Nicole, from your pets to you. Thanks, you guys. We will see you after this break.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby. We're not done yet. Some of us are out here to educate and inspire. This year, 2020, is the year we gotta show me the money in the cash flow. I'm Dr. Pat. This is the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Visit thedrpatshow.com.
Imagine you are a ball of steel, smooth, small, and cool to the touch. Your life will soften you with fire. You will take hits that shape you. You will be forged into a powerful, purposeful work of art. Tune in to Forging a Life with Coach Christine Clark. Joining Dr. Pat Basile in a three-part series, Truths in the Creation of Katana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Christine Clark, a gifted, engaging speaker and trainer who has forged her life in the fires of self-employment, will take you on a journey to exploring the internal, mental, and emotional blocks that stand between us and a life of significance through an analogy of the process of crafting a traditional Japanese sword, or katana. For more information about Christine, visit sunglowtransformation.com.
Heaven on Earth, your online school of divinity, building your inner coach as you lay down your foundation in the new earth with you as the authority. Take action now. The number one challenge people face every day is the negative voice in their head. We work each day to turn negatives into positives. It's all a matter of perception. Our challenge at this time is to remain intensely positive and focused, creating the world we wish to live in. Wake up on purpose with Cornelia's daily online positive messages guiding us in the new paradigm. Raise yourself into happiness and inner peace daily. Elevate your personal frequency, free from negativity, and reprogram yourself step by step, shifting your energy patterns with positive repetition, daily building your new earth with someone you trust. All the heavy lifting has been done for you. Wake up happy with CorneliaStephanieVIP.com. Try free for 7 days now.
Tune in to the show Heart Change Consciousness with me, Dr. Trish DeRocher, as stories of inspired activism come to life. Listening to conversations with your favorite authors, change makers, and many more who practice inspired spiritual activism and transform vulnerabilities into sources of strength. Let's be inspired together through my show, Heart Change Consciousness, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Thank you for joining me, myself, and I today here, Jamie from Shades of Spirit. I am excited because I am putting out a show just on my own. So if you like me today, you get more of me this month. It's going to be called Eye of Soul Radio. And stay tuned for the launch date on that. It is coming out this month. So this has been fun. And it's going to be hitting more of that raw side of spirit. Things that people don't necessarily want to talk about when it comes to spirit. Things like drug and alcohol overdoses, suicide, sudden deaths. Maybe we had someone in our life that wasn't the nicest person who wants to come through now and work with our energy on healing themselves and us. And if we're open to it, allowing it. Finding forgiveness within ourselves for those people around us. It's one of the hardest things that we can do. So we're going to be going on a different path, a different direction on that. Absolutely. But for today, we are finishing off this round of angelic connections for the month of November by talking about animals and their connection to us. And how awesome is it that we have animals in our lives, right? And it made me think, you know, okay, it's not just about talking about all the different angels and phylums of angels and all that, actually getting to the nitty-gritty part of it. So I actually had a couple animals with me this morning, and I wanted to bring them up towards the end. And if this actually is an animal that resonates with you, you can message us on our Facebook page, Shades of Spirit LLC, or send us an email at shadesofspirit.com. But I have a golden retriever that has not left my side named Cody, and that's C-O-D-I, I believe. And then I have a dash hound whose long hair, she's beautiful. And I've never had a dash hound, nor I don't think I've ever had a friend that's had one. So this was an interesting one for me. It's that beautiful red hair. Her name is Danny. And then I have a tabby cat, right? Kind of orange, but very white and just very sparkly. Not sparkly, like this looks like somebody threw paint all over her. So different markings and it sparkles, sprinkles, something along those lines. So if any of you out there or you know someone that might have an animal, the name Cody, Golden Retriever, Danny Dash Hound, and tabby cat, sparkles, sprinkles, something fun, message us and I can tune in and kind of see what the message is for you. All right, Dawn LePage would like a card. So I'm going to pull a card for Dawn. I love this. Okay. So this is out of our Divine Dog Wisdom deck. Why not use this on our angelic connections with animals? So Dawn, I love it. Integrity, presenting an altogether you. So staying authentic was the first thing that they're saying to me. Holding a space for you on that level. Having the integrity within, knowing when to speak and when to not speak. So I'm not sure what's going on around you, but they are talking about learning, not learning, right now and what's happening and evolving, it's learning when to speak and when to hold back and just observe, because you're learning a bit more on the observation part of it. And then putting all of those pieces to your own puzzle together so that you can present the full picture of you in your purest form. Oh, I absolutely love that. H-I-J-K, sorry. You know how it goes when you're doing this and you're on a time limit and you've got that. I want you to think about this. Now is the time to focus more of your attention on the parts of your life that don't feel right or in alignment for you. Take an inventory, a self-inventory, Dawn, of what's going on in your life, what's working for you, what's not, what's aligning for you, what's not, and let's move forward on that level, right? And a lot of us should be doing that. That's actually what our Release and Intentions workshop on November 30th is going to be covering, is taking self-inventory. What do you want to hold on to? What are you in alignment with? And what are we not? What do we want to move out to make room for new stuff for 2021? So that is November 30th. It's on a full moon lunar eclipse, so it's going to be extra powerful energy as well. Also, it's asking you, you can get help with that if it's asking for it. So it's about beginning and letting go. And if you're going to go out and ground and connect and you want to start working on manifesting and clearing stuff out, you can definitely ask Archangel Ariel and Archangel Raphael to come in and do that for you. But that's what they really want for you right now, is about alignment. What's pure, what's genuine, what's working for you and what's not. Start making that kind of fade into the background. Okay. And I'm going to leave you with that. So thank you, Dawn, for tuning in. So I want to read the letter, and if we have time, we can do another card. But Spirit Walker Nicole is off today, so she did some legwork ahead of time, connected with her angels, because that's what she does. She talks to the angel realm, the spirit guides, ancestors. She connects on those higher levels, which is why we work so well together, right? And with that being said, she channeled a message. Now, what she thought she was going to be doing is channeling a message from Ariel, and what it turned out to be was a message from our pets. So I want you guys to listen to this, and I want you to really focus on this, because I want everyone to take this as a meaning for all of us and how it's going to affect you personally, right? So here we go. The message is, I am up here in the sunshine. It's warm. I'm wild and free. I can hear you say my name and see your endless tears. Please understand that I'm okay and just waiting up here for you. Time is different here. Years pass like seconds. You took such good care of me as we spent time side by side. You made my heart soar just by coming home or telling me you loved me. Sometimes I settle in here in the grass and under my tree. There are others that do the same. We all look towards our sky and we can see you. We can check on you, even come and visit if we want, or if you want. Sometimes you can feel us near. You may see a shadow out of the corner of your eye or feel us laying next to you. We are never far away. Our love is a gift, and although we don't enjoy the luxury of many years, we do learn the value of unconditional love and what a gift that is. It was an honor to share a part of your life. The angels take such good care of us. We each have a personal angel that steps in to take care of us. We have everything we need here. We have unlimited treats, toys, and playmates. We will be together again someday. Until then, live a beautiful life. Thank you for the beautiful life you gave me. And what I love about this part, and I knew that was going to be a harder one to get through. I didn't read the whole thing when she handed it to me last night because I just couldn't do it. Was the angels take such good care of us. We each have a personal angel that steps in to take care of us. So know that those animals that have passed, that have left us on this earth plane, are up there. They're watching us. Call them in. I know for me, when we had to put both our pits down on the same day, and that was probably one of the worst, you know, days of my life at that point, was the fact that both these dogs had issues. They were both 13, so they've lived great lives. But we had to make that decision. And after we did, of course, you know, the family was very broken up for days and days. And my Elmer came back and visited me for weeks. And he would sit at the edge of the bed. And he would make that whimper like he had to go out. And I knew he was with me. So you guys remember that these animals are angelic beings here for us, to help us, to bring us that joy. And now when I look at that frog, man, I know that energy's in there. I see it in there. When that dog knows that I've had a year, and he really has saved me energetically from the year that I had, from 2019 into part of 2020, he came into my life exactly a year ago on Halloween. Spirit Walker Nicole said, you need this energy with you. And we soon found out that was brought to us, this puppy was brought in our path because of a dog that Spirit Walker Nicole had named Henry. That he divinely connected us. Animals can divinely connect us to other animals to help us on our path. And I want you guys to remember that. So we really appreciate you guys tuning in. This was definitely going to be a heartwarming one for sure. We're going to continue an Angel Connection Month all month long, with different ideas, cool ideas, more readings. We're going to do angel card readings heavily over the next couple weeks because we're starting to move into the holidays. Don't forget, we also have these beautiful bracelets, right, by LaShawn from Luminous Path with Love. You can go over to her page and get them. They are 11% off because month 11, angelic number, so they're like $26. If you guys are looking for great holiday gifts, we've got our Facebook Live on November 30th. And then we also have a few spots left for our sacred Saturday, the first Saturday of every month for this November. So that would be this coming Saturday. They're $25. They're mini readings for everybody's spiritual check-in. Other than that, we look forward to seeing you guys next week. Check us out on Transformation Talk Radio, Shades of Spirit LLC, and Spirit Walker Nicole, and I'll see you next week. Thank you guys. Have a great week.
You've been listening to Shades of Spirit with me, Jamie,
and me, Spirit Walker Nicole.
Tune in next time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as we connect you with your crossed over loved ones, angels, and guides.
And for more information and to book your own private experience, go to shadesofspirit.com. That's shadesofspirit.com.